For the first time in 37 years, first Airbus commercial airliner delivered to Iran after the 2015 nuclear deal with the P5+1 landed at Tehran's Mehrabad International Airport on Thursday. For a nation that has traveled on an aging air fleet for many years, the news is a sign that the nuclear deal is bringing about some positive changes. Iranian officials are even more optimistic about the results of the deal in many ways. On the occasion of the first anniversary of the implementation of the nuclear deal, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, who was a key member of Iran's negotiating team, said the deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or the JCPOA, has already been fruitful for Iran.
Some countries tried to portray Iran as a country that was after nuclear weapons, but the nuclear deal shattered all those images, and now, a year after the implementation day, Iran is recognized as a key international player.
The JCPOA promised to remove nuclear-related sanctions against Iran in exchange for the Islamic Republic placing certain limits on its nuclear activities. Iranian officials say the progress of the nuclear program has even accelerated since the implementation of the JCPOA.
We have good news about our nuclear program. We are currently building two large nuclear reactors with the help of Russia. We also imported 220 tons of yellow cake. And 130 tons more will be imported in the near future.
1 year on, and there have been good signs suggesting that diplomacy has paid off. But there are also concerns that the new U.S. administration's decision to scrap the JCPOA would endanger the future of the multilateral deal. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will take office in a few days. He has promised to scrap the deal altogether or negotiate a better one as soon as he becomes president. Abbas Araghchi says such a measure will only discredit the U.S. reliability and Iran will not renegotiate the nuclear deal.
We will sit around the table with the Americans only on technical parts of the implementation of the nuclear deal, and we will not discuss any political aspects of the deal.
During its 1 year life, the nuclear deal has not been without disputes.
An act to reauthorize the Iran Sanctions Act.
In December last year, the U.S. Congress passed a bill that extended the so-called Iran Sanctions Act for another decade, a move which Iran slammed as a blatant violation of the nuclear deal. Tehran says it will reciprocate any breach of the agreement if the United States continues to violate the nuclear deal. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.